This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The U.S. gunmaker Remington Outdoor Company has filed for bankruptcy. Remington makes firearms and ammunition for individuals and also for military and law enforcement. Over the past few years, the company has faced several lawsuits and racked up nearly $1 billion in debt. Remington's corporate headquarters are in Madison, North Carolina, and community members there are concerned about what the bankruptcy means for their town and their livelihoods. Carrie Brown is a host and reporter with WFDD in Winston-Salem. She spent time in Madison talking with residents and local officials about the threat of Remington's closure and joins us now. Carrie, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
First of all, locate Madison, North Carolina for us. Where is it and what does the town look like?
Sure. It's in Rockingham County. This is a small community. The population in Madison is just over 2,200 people. And location-wise, Madison is just north of the Triad. It's near the Virginia border. It's a quaint community, a lot of hospitality there. And Remington's corporate headquarters are actually located on the main business strip there. Across from it's a Goodwill and a Walmart, so it's centered right there in that main business area.
And tell us more about Remington and its presence. How long has it been there? How many people work there?
Remington has been in North Carolina for a while. There's a lot of pride of hosting a gun maker like a Remington here in this community. I mean, the company alone is over 200 years old, and it's one of the country's largest and oldest firearms and ammunition manufacturers. Currently, they employ about 150 people there. I'm told these are good-paying jobs, and they're just really glad they're there and trying to do what they can to keep them in Madison.
All right. And what is it? So the presence obviously is important to the town. I mean, it's interesting because it is a controversial business. Not everyone agrees that having a gun maker in their backyard would be good, but clearly this is an employer, and so it's important to this community. How important is it as an employer to this community?
It's extremely important. I mean, this is a rural area. I'm told the company provides, you know, these salaries that are pretty good especially for an area like that. And Rockingham County also hosts another gun company called Sturm Ruger. So between the both of those, we're talking 500 jobs just in, with gun companies there in that county. Sheriff Sam Page told me that if they had one more gun manufacturer, that Rockingham County would be the gun manufacturing capital of the world. So it's a really big deal here. They love hosting Remington. There's a strong gun culture, a lot of hunters. And again, they love Remington, and they really hope that they're going to stay.
Now, the gun industry in general has experienced declining sales, and this is a phenomenon known currently as the Trump slump, but it's something that happens when Republicans take control because people are less afraid that their gun rights are going to be taken away. We see a rise in gun sales, for instance, when Barack Obama became president, and a corresponding slump now that Donald Trump is in president. So generally speaking, we've experienced a slump in sales for the gun business, right?
We have over the past year. A lot of gun manufacturers are reporting that, you know, whenever there's a push to curb access to firearms, you know, we see, you know, a change with the demand and that. So It's something that will President Trump in the end really bring sales down all the way?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a narrative that we're hearing, but I'm not sure if that will happen in the long run. I think what I'm hearing from some gun experts right now is you can't argue that there's been definitely a slump in gun sales since the election. But I'm also hearing that, you know, if you compare to a decade ago, that gun sales actually are higher than they were even a decade ago.
Right.
It's something that obviously we have seen a dip in. And, you know, even if Remington, you know, sales, let's say they spike, Remington still faces a lot of other challenges here that I think, you know, you're going to have to look at in the end more than just the gun sales.
Not least is the nearly $1 billion in debt and the fact that it's facing some lawsuits, right?
It is. You know, there are a couple of different things going on here. You've got, first of all, they've had a class action lawsuit. It was settled not too long ago. There were claims that some of their models had defective triggers. And so, I mean, that was a pretty big case, a pretty big suit against them. Then you also have the Sandy Hook Elementary shootings that happened. And, you know, families are suing because an AR-15, a Bushmaster AR-15 rifle was used in that shooting. And so you have those lawsuits, which, and the Sandy Hook, which obviously hurt their reputation. And that's something that Remington has been struggling with. So couple that with the decline in sales, and they're facing a lot of challenges, Frank.
And before we look back at the community and the impact there, we'll just talk about this lawsuit for a minute, because filing for bankruptcy actually in some ways put that lawsuit on hold. It's right now being considered by the Connecticut Supreme Court, and any decision now is on hold until the outcome of this bankruptcy. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. From what I'm hearing, this will not keep the case ultimately from moving forward, depending on what we hear here. But it definitely will stall the decision. There is, under federal law, industry-wide, a lot of gun makers are protected. If their product is used in a crime, then, you know, they're protected from litigation. But there are some exceptions. Sales and marketing, if there's some violations there. So this, there are a lot of eyes on this case because people are looking at, you know, is there a way around that, you know, federal law? And, you know, I think in light of the emotion, especially behind some of these mass shootings and these terrible tragedies, I think a lot of people are trying to see, you know, what will happen next in regards to that ruling. Again, it's expected to just delay it and not keep it, the case from moving forward if that does transpire.
Well, let's come back again to Rockingham County and Madison, the place where, as we say, the headquarters are, Remington's headquarters. And you spoke with the County Economic Development Director about that, and I want to listen to what she said when you talked with her.
In their heyday, they probably had 270 employees, and now they currently have 150. And we just want to let them know that we appreciate them, and they're a great employer. And we don't want to see them leave. So we're just hoping that this is just a restructuring and that they'll be able to continue to succeed here.
That's Rockingham County's Economic Development Director, who is speaking with my guest, Carrie Brown, a reporter for WFDD in Winston-Salem. The restructuring is an interesting question, whether or not Remington is just looking to perhaps make some efficiencies, some production, you know, increase productivity. One way you can do that, restructure, is to go into bankruptcy. But then, generally speaking, that does mean less employment. So Remington could come out of this okay, and it still might mean less employment for Madison and North Carolina, right?
That's definitely possible, and that is a big concern here in this community. Those jobs, you know, in this rural part of the county. I mean, it is a Chapter 11, so they're very hopeful of that, you know, that restructuring of the debt. You know, the company is facing nearly $1 billion in debt. That's a lot of money, a lot of debt. So they're really hopeful that this restructuring will help the company gain some footing. And, you know, this deal will actually transfer control of the company to creditors. And from what I'm hearing, Remington really hopes and plans on this bankruptcy wrapping up, and we could see that as soon as May 3rd.
And as the development director and others you talk to, and you've reflected this a few times, people really love the company. And you talk to people about the gun control question and how they feel about it up there. What was your sense in talking with people about where they are on some level of gun control?
I heard a lot from people who feel that we already have laws on the books and they're not enforced enough or they're not followed through, and they feel that more gun control is not the answer. They would like to see more efforts and focus on things like counselors in schools or bullying and that sort of thing. And some gun owners there feel threatened. They feel their Second Amendment right not only is being threatened, but they wonder if policy changes are made, you know, then what's next, that sort of thing. So you do have that as well going on in Rockingham County. I think that also, you know, when you heard a lot of talk about Parkland, and you heard a lot of talk about, you know, guns themselves. And what they're saying is that, you know, it's the criminals that commit the crime. It's not the guns. And they have a lot of responsible gun owners out there. And so, again, they feel that this is not the answer, that other things need to be addressed. And they're very concerned about the possibility of having, you know, more gun reform, more laws on the books, because, you know, they feel, again, that this is not enforced the way it is, and some other things need to be looked at, and not just all the focus on gun control.
All right, Carrie Brown, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Carrie Brown is a host and reporter with WFDD in Winston-Salem. She spent time in Madison, North Carolina, talking with residents and officials about Remington Company's bankruptcy. You can find out more about her reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, a new play explores the exclusion of minority communities in a fictional North Carolina town. We're talking about it on The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.